Right, I declare the meeting open at 5:34. Stand for a moment. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Kariyarra people, and recognise the contribution of Kariyarra elders, past, present and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you. It's a record of attendance. Apologies. Approved leave of absence. Councillor Hebbelt. Disclosures of interest.
Yes, just myself, 12.3. Financial.
Audit, Risk and Governance.
There. Election of presiding member and deputy presiding member. I'll just read that. Section 5.1.2 and Schedule 2.3 of the Local Government Act requires that a committee elect a presiding member. Presiding members and deputy election thereof, the member of a committee are to be elected or to elect a presiding member from amongst themselves in accordance with Schedule 2.3, Division 1, as if the reference is that in schedule, A, to the office where references to office of presiding member, to council where references to committee, and to council where references to committee members. The appointment is for a 2-year term, with the position being considered following every ordinary election of the Town of Port Hedland Council. Should there be more than one nomination, it will be necessary for a secret ballot to be held to elect a committee member position in accordance with Local Government Act 1985. I won't go through how the mayor is elected, but I will call for nominations for the presiding member, and there is an election form that's been provided.
I'll nominate for the presiding member.
Papers.
We've got another one over here.
I'm just nominating.
Can do.
Well, I'm just asking whether there is.
There is what?
Any address, you know.
I can call upon that, and if you would like to speak, then I can open that up to the three that are nominated.
It's always a process.
It isn't in the process that we've got yet.
It's not.
It's been down the last couple of times, but it's not.
Incorrect.
Call for it as soon as we've done.
The papers are ready.
Okay. I'd like to just open it to those that are nominated, whether they'd like to make a statement. Councillor?
I'll make a statement, and that is that I've been on a number of committees, and I've been involved in important committees of much larger organisations than this one. And I've also been involved in teaching auditing, and at all standards, and I'm a practicing CPA. I am also a member of the Institute of Management Accountants. One of the academic referees in relation to that particular institution, and I just have a lot of time in this area. That's all I will say. And I've got council experience now over 1 year. And I think I...
2 years.
I think I'm capable of doing... 2 years, I'm sorry, 2 years. And I think I'm quite capable of doing it.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cotter?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. May?
Yes, I've been the chair of the Audit Finance Committee for the last 2 years, and I've read the financial regulations and the Act extensively. I have a very good understanding of local government finance, and I have also been in charge of a tough audit committee that has really not helped. The situation moving forward over the last 18 months. So, it's going to be a tough job moving forward, and it needs somebody that has an understanding of the Act and the financial regulations, and I think I'm that person.
Thank you. Issue the ballot papers. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question first? Is there any conflict between the mayor having a position in audit, when in fact he has some say in terms of administration, even though it's not totally the same? Obviously, the CEO is in charge, but it's a combined arrangement between a CEO and a mayor. Now, is there anywhere in the Act, and I don't know this, where that's actually allowed?
So that in terms of the Act, it's silent on that. For other councils, sometimes it is the mayor, sometimes it is other councillors. So I would expect from the department side that they don't see a conflict.
Hold it twice. Yeah, because it won't fit otherwise.
1, 2, 3.
No, just one. Or just tick. Tick or something like that.
So I'll pop that again. One vote for Mayor Blanco. One vote, Councillor Whitwell.
Thank you.
vote for Mayor Blanco. Vote for Mayor Blanco. Vote for Mayor Blanco. Vote for Councillor Whitwell. Vote for Councillor Whitwell. Vote for Mayor Blanco. So, five votes for Mayor Blanco, three votes for Councillor Whitwell.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, you are the presiding member. We will now elect the deputy presiding member, and we'll go through the same process.
Nominations?
Yes, we'll go through that.
Can we...
So the nominations are Councillor Whitwell, Councillor Carter and Councillor Pitt. Any more? Right. The ballot forms and we'll hand those out. Yeah. Councillors, would you like to make any comments?
I think I've made my comment.
I'd like to say as a new councillor, I would like to have that opportunity to be able to be a part of the presiding member, deputy presiding member, to be able to learn how all of the audit, risk and governance works in the town. I also believe that this part, like auditing and risk and governance, is what keeps the transparency and integrity of the financial side of things in check. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing too.
First vote is for Councillor Pitt. Vote for Councillor Pitt. Vote for Councillor Whitwell. vote for Councillor Pitt. Vote for Councillor Pitt. Vote for Councillor Whitwell. Vote for Councillor Whitwell. And a vote for Councillor Carter. So we have 4 votes for Councillor Pitt, 3 votes for Councillor Whitwell, 1 vote for Councillor Carter. So
Right, the seating plan. Is everyone happy to keep their current seating? I can swap over to the other side for the purposes of this meeting, but everyone's happy to stay with you.
Cheers.
Musical chairs. All right, so I'll hand over to the mayor.
Yes. So, let's not try and remember. Okay, item 4, response to previous questions. 4.1, questions taken on notice from the public at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 5th of September 2017. There is nil. 4.2, questions taken on notice from committee members at Audit, Risk and Governance Committee meeting held on Tuesday, the 5th of September 2017. 4.2.1, Ms. Nina Panganis, and the answer is provided. 4.2.2, Councillor Richard Whitwell. The answer is provided under confidential cover. I think everyone has a copy of that. Item 5, applications of leave of absence. Do I have any applications?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, the computer copy was never sent to us.
CEO, can I get that answer sent to...
I'm talking about the whole agenda was never sent to us.
The whole agenda of this meeting?
Yes.
I thought everybody got a hard copy. Did everybody get a hard copy?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Can we get a hard copy for our...
Unless it's in our...
Yeah, it should be in there because there was...
Mine's not in there.
Okay.
Because we normally get everything on the computer.
Okay. Order.
Oh, sorry.
It would have been nice for us to find this out when we started the meeting. So we are halfway through the meeting currently.
I'll get a
copy for you.
It's going to be impossible for me to say I've read the minutes because I haven't been given the order of this.
We'll go through the whole thing and then we'll adjourn it at the item.
The Councillor's correct.
Yes, on. Yes, if we adjourn now, we start off exactly the position we've adjourned. Did you... Is the committee happy to adjourn right now, or are you happy to adjourn when the item 14, new business of an urgent nature,
happy to adjourn right now.
Right now, that's fine. Yep. Okay. Could I get a mover?
Yeah, I'll move that
to adjourn the meeting. Can I get moved, Deputy Mayor? Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell? Do I? Yes. see you. Do we have a date?
Yeah. So adjourn the meeting. Yes. Meeting to commence on Monday, the 20th of November. Sorry. So there's an option. If I can refer to page 18.
Yeah.
To commence on Monday, the 20th of November, or Tuesday, the 21st at 5:30.
Point of order.
Yes.
Is that Councillor? With
what is
the
point
two?
Of
two, oh, sorry, point of clarification, I mean. Is that with the two outside members, elected or without?
No.
So what's happening in that path?
See, there is a process that we have to go
through. Yeah, I know,
that's
why I'm just asking the process.
So,
has it been advertised?
Through the chair, it was advertised, so we will present once. What was the closing date?
The closing date was 28th.
All right, and whereabouts was it advertised?
It was advertised in the local paper. Yeah.
This week or last week?
It's deputy.
Oh, next week.
Deputy.
No,
deputy.
I'm just
come through
up.
Me.
Sorry,
through
Chair.
Me.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So the process then is we will present the applicants to committee to determine.
Beautiful. Yep. No worries. Thank you.
Okay, so I have a mover and a seconder to adjourn the meeting to the 20th of November at 5:30.
So either the Monday, the 20th, or the Tuesday,
which,
the 21st.
Okay, so Council, which committee, which recommendation would you like?
Tuesday.
Does everyone agree? To adjourn the meeting to. Is that okay?
Not next Tuesday.
Okay, so we'll adjourn the meeting to Tuesday at 5:30. Tuesday the 21st of November to 5:30. Do I have any against that motion? So there is. Oh, okay. Yes. So the officer's recommendation is that we adjourn the meeting to Tuesday, the 21st of November, and also that we request that the CEO or his authorised office advertise the above by way of public local notice on the Town of Port Hedland website. Is there any objections to that? Okay, so the motion is passed 8-0.